is in the Holy Letters, in volume 4. This is letter number 958, dated the 24th day of Adar Sheni in the year Tav Shin Aleph. And this letter is, again, we learned read earlier, to Ephraim Eleazar HaKoyen Yolus, Rabbi Yolus. As I mentioned to you, he was an elderly rabbi when I knew him. At that time, he was a young man, I'm sure. But he was a scholar. And it was outstanding that he had such a white beard, like white as snow, real white beard. And he had red cheeks, he had. So the contrast over there was... But he used to sit by the Rebbe's Fabringen, by the Rebbe's gathering, and as an older man, I remember him sitting all the time with total devotion to the Rebbe. Now, we had read earlier about the position that they offered him and that he was voting for. So the Rebbe says that I received your letter and I was very happy to read that you are going along with that you're becoming the head of the Beis Din over there, and may Hashem bless you and protect you. I guess becoming a rabbi, you also need not only blessing, you need protection. And like you say, Yivrech Hashem v'yishmerecha, and according to the view of Rabbi Yehud Kane, Messiah Kane, in Chul Mamtasu Madalef, Rabbi says that you should lead your community in with peace in a direct way, and still bring back many people. Bring them back from sin, especially in the area of kosher chinuch. Based upon what I hear, the Rabbi says, even the little bit of the kosher education here, a little there, is diminishing terribly. I mean, I guess people were taking out the children from the yeshivas, from the schools. I mean, today, Baruch Hashem, the trend is the other way around. But in those days, the trend was that people were leaving yeshivas, and I guess traditional Judaism was in danger because of they didn't have the background. Huh?
Friends that when we lived in the neighborhood, the Holocaust survived.
Right, yeah.
Came here, they all went into the yeshivas and didn't pay. They took over for nothing. And then the parents didn't want to live in America lifestyle. The kids would come home and they go to the restaurant. The kids would say, "You can't do it." So they all pulled them all out.
Okay.
Half a dozen of my
friends. Wow. It's known, the saying of my father-in-law during the first years that he came here, that there is supervision, hashgacha, on all the items that you put into the pots. Make sure that it's kosher, you know, that everybody is. So there's rabbis, mashguchim. But why is there no supervision what you pay place in the head? You know, you put all kinds of stuff in the head. There's no supervision for that. And the Rebbe brings out from a Gemara in Chulin here, Mimham Dalev, Mashi Gudera, and the language of the Pasuk, which means that the Torah words are also considered like food. So putting food into the pot and putting ideas into your head is equated to each other. And Rebbe responds to a question that Rebbe gives him, a reference to a question. The Rebbe also gives him a receipt for sending from the money of Machatzis HaShekel. I'm not sure. I think it sounds like Machatzis HaShekel. I'm not sure exactly. And the Rebbe.
That when you give like the half shekel?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly.
You still do it ceremoniously.
The Rebbe goes into a little scholarly note over here about how when one contributed to the fund, they needed to give it in a way, because what happened was with the money that they gave to the fund, each one gave half a shekel, they used that to buy public communal sacrifice for everyone. So they didn't want anybody to know that, oh, this is my shekel, this is my shekel, so they mixed it up well. So nobody knows, it became sort of all mixed in, it became one. And so that means that everyone, whoever goes through, even a Kohen, and remember, this guy, Yoz was a Kohen, and the Rebbe references that as well.
Were there identifying features on the shekels?
No, why?
I mean, what does it mean, mix them up so they couldn't tell whose was whose?
No, they didn't know who contributed. The person that brought it could not tell which it is. Yeah. And the Rebbe also expressed this pain for a certain individual who has not yet filed his parnas over there in a fitting learn. And so Rebbe signs and wishing them all the best. All right.